Oh, we're not up yet.
Huh?
We up yet?
Yeah, you're up, but by the time you guys set up, you can.
Oh, okay. None of that was done on training.
Well, we've made demands for all sorts of things.
But they never, when they resigned, filed a complaint or let anybody, just handed it to Ted.
Right.
Okay. Which is part of what I'm going to be saying today.
No problem. Now, you know, this is on their accounting of the estate.
But you're saying you want to hear Rose's count two first. I'm saying Rose can't make that argument because Ted's conflicted with the documents. If he, therefore, we should hear the petition and remove Ted before anything else. Okay, I'm on that. I don't even need anything. You need a pen and paper?
I just want to move this thing a little.
Yeah.
I want to get this out of the way because there's more important things.
The first thing only can be Ted. Otherwise, if we hear that after anything else, it might all have to be withdrawn, fraud on the court, blah, blah. You know, if he's a great candidate and he passes, we'll hear all his motions. Morning. You're related to Erwin Block?
No, he's joking. His daughter is my travel agent.
Oh. We used to be travel agents for rock stars. Yeah. Yeah. Real stories.
Oh, hold on, birthday.
Yep.
Are you getting a transcript of that last sharing?
Mm-hmm.
Any time frames on any of that?
I think it's like a 10-day turn.
Okay.
Yeah, we try to save a little money. Ready, Your Honor? Yeah, good morning.
Ryan O'Connell here is the first representative of the Simon Bernstein Estate. And here on a motion to continue a specially set hearing that was set for February the 9th, that hearing, Your Honor, had to do with objections that were made to the Spelina and Tesher accountings. And I know you're somewhat familiar in terms of that particular litigation. And they were first representatives. They resigned, they did file an accounting, we timely filed objections, there's been a hearing set, but as the court may have noticed, I'm trying to deal in a certain order with some of these contested matters, and the reason I'm asking for this continuance is I'd like to get, such as the claim, Mr. Stansbury, there's things I want to get nailed down first, there's issues over the validity of some of the testamentary documents, I want to deal with that. I just don't think this is the proper time to have this particular hearing. We did it because statutorily, as the court knows, we did have to set it, schedule it, so forth. We've done that. I don't think there's any objection. I'll let Mr. Block acknowledge that. But that's the purpose behind this.
Anyone have an objection?
No. Donald, as you're represented by me, Erwin Block, no objection to that.
I only to that motion object to us hearing first the amended trust construction case that was filed by Rose until, and I talked to Mr. O'Connell about this, until we hear that motion to remove Ted in these cases, because if Ted doesn't survive that.
Do I have hearings set on those matters?
Well, they keep pushing them off for how many months we've been trying to get this, but I've been trying to schedule that. If you'll give me a date, I'll schedule it right now for, because that can be the only thing. Well, it says in there, it just says in there that you're going to hear the amended complaint next. I'd rather it not.
Well, I'm not going to order that.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Okay.
That's not in the order, Brian?
Yeah, I have several
objections, Your Honor.
And while you're here, have you folks made progress on the matter we were in the other day?
Yes, we have. And in terms of, I've got some numbers that I'm going to be circulating, Your Honor. I also have, at some point, some information on that legislation that was discussed.
All right.
Says granted or denied.
Right.
Okay. Is there okay? Yeah, this just says. Your Honor, Mr. Stansberry had noticed his objections to the counting as well for February 9th. So I'm going to submit an agreed order granting our, or join in.
Well, why don't I put that to this?
Sure. That's okay with everybody.
Yeah. And Your Honor, I've made objections to it, so I'd like to join that party as well.
Have an objection hearing by any source to Ms. Polina and Tesher's account.
Right.
We'll do that another time. So write granted, but put it that it's not just the PR's objections, but
everyone. So put in Elliot's.
Mr. Freeman has also agreed that a motion I have pending as to his right to have the objections will not be waived by our agreeing to postpone the hearing.
Okay. All right.
That's correct. I'm not into gotcha law.
Okay.
Yeah, neither am I. Especially where there's so much fraud. Crave.
Yes.
I like that, Peter. Can you put our name in there? Just Peter, I put yours, mine, however you want, colon or that should be a fun party.
Okay.
I'll bring the chips.
Thank you. Diet soda, please.
Oof, the worst. Organic health juice, according to my wife. Okay. If you let her make it, that's what it is. I haven't had a soda in so long.
Me neither.
Invite me over one day. Yep. The other day I wasn't on the same side as Ted. He wasn't objecting. I was saying I didn't have standing. Slight but significant difference.
Okay.
I wish there was something to stand on the side of. It's a sad thing.
All good.
All good. I get a copy?
Yeah, okay.
Let's put that in briefcase. I think.
Thank you,
Your Honor. Peter, good seeing you as always. Good luck on this one.
God bless.
Jeff, I didn't even get a smile today. How are you, sir? Good. Looking good as always. You are. Oh, Jeff, did you hear anything on that 10 days to John Roberts, Blakey?
Sorry?
Do you know that thing we have to do for the Illinois litigation?
No.
The group. I think it's due Sunday.
I don't know. I'll talk to people about that.
I talked to those guys in Illinois. They were going to draft something.
Stamos?
Yeah.
Stamos.
That's who I talked to.
Okay.
And he said he was going to draft it. So just, I don't know if you're on that. It's a joint brief or something. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
We'll
wait for the order and I'll send you one.
Yeah.
We're
waiting.
No, my office isn't
broken. Brian, I filed a hearing, a notice of hearing, and scheduled actual hearing. And we had the hearing, but we didn't have the hearing on July 11th of last year.
For?
To hear my objections to the accounting.
Oh,
so
okay.
I sent it out timely, within 90 days, whatever they're balking on Peter about. But is there any rule around that?
Well, if you filed it on time and you asked for the hearing and it was actually
that's
set, you're
good.
Fine.
But now what about Peter?
Yeah, Peter, I think, may have a timing issue.
And what are the exceptions to that rule?
Oh, that's a hard one to get around. Oh, hey, thank you.
Especially when it's done by an attorney.
Right.
I would have, might have had a
yeah, you might have been
little
able to
bit
say
of,
something.
In light of all the stuff.
Right.
Okay. So, yeah, because I didn't see it. That there is exceptions, but I think that's what Peter just said. I'm not into whatever kind of law.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's kind of, especially with all the, if it was a normal case,
yeah,
and it was,
cough.
Yeah.
So sad.
Oh, wait, it's just getting crazier from information I just got. That's going to start a whole new round.
Sometimes.
And is it okay to pay the IRA benefit? For a creditor billing? Is that legal?
Because here's why. I know normally you'd say people have IRAs to do creditor protection planning, but here the beneficiary was the estate.
No, it wasn't.
Well.
No, see, that's the key. That's why I'm saying you got to be careful on doing that. And I'm just saying that again because people are looking at that. Right now it's been claimed that the beneficiary is lost.
Okay.
And we've been denied the documents to see. Now, if you make that decision and it is found that there were beneficiaries, which we all know there was, Cy wasn't an idiot, he wasn't leaving it to the estate, that's just stupid. And we know the whole game with the documents and moving the money around and Ted taking withdrawals and all kinds of funny things that have happened on that. So to actually do that without knowing who the beneficiary is, meaning if you have a lock, stock, and barrel and you got somebody putting in writing that it was side, the estate, that something, the hearing.
Yeah, when I was traveling to LA, there was a court, maybe it was by Ben, someone got a court order to have it paid into the estate. Yeah, again, this is fuzzy memory, but that's what I was using as the reason for saying a state asset.
Because J.P. Morgan said they lost the beneficiary designation.
Okay. Which,
but we don't have any confirmation that. We don't have the policy. Do we have an ascertain the record? So I'll guarantee you when we do, or when they fall from the sky, as everything does in my wonderful life, which it does, at the right time. At the right time. And that's what I'm just saying. A word of caution is make sure that it's finalized.
If he drops out in Illinois,
well, wait, don't worry about that. Yeah, we got that. Hold on a second. Because I want to keep my focus on this IRA for a second. Which behooves the question to me of the safety of this state and you having enough funds to do what we need to do to bring these people to justice, get the right information, look into the records, etc. And seeing that this would bleed the estate and the IRA totally. Why aren't you pushing Ted to account? I mean, he's statutory.
Oh, we are writing him a letter on that. Yeah.
First of all, I'm doing two motions today at the device, Peter, that compel his accounting because both of them have failed. They had 60 days. They had 60 days at the transfer. Right. It's 2 years and 4 years in the trust. Yes.
And you're right. You should.
It's criminal.
Stay on that. And we're also starting the wheels turning.
But you'd rather penetrate those LLPs monies, which have millions of dollars in them, than risk an IRA issue where you could be sued by whoever the beneficiary turns up to be when the day that forms fall out of the sky.
Well, again, of course, I'm relying on a court order.
Oh, that's why I know you are.
But I'm.
But you know
there.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, but we are trying to. This is why I felt bad on whenever we were here on Stanford's claim. But we kind of had to play that game of, yeah, we're going to need money from the trust. Because, of course, if we don't say we need money from the trust and get money from the trust and so on, then we are eating away at more assets that we would like to have as a reserve.
Absolutely.
But that's what's going. You can see that what's going.
And I think you should.
There's nothing.
And I think if you notify this judge, well, if they've been saying there's nothing with no accounting for 4 and 2 years when they've been caught now with the production, finding lots of other assets.
Of course they are. Yeah.
So my point being, and I know why you're looking for cover from him for the immunity, but he also needs to be aware that the beneficiary hasn't been determined to be the estate yet. That it hasn't legally been decided that we don't know because forms are missing and nobody's produced.
I'll look back and see what we have.
I gave it to guy Chris Prindle.
Ben has something from his days.
I've looked at his stuff. I know what he was doing, but I still don't think you've had a ruling from anybody that says that it's been lost and therefore. And I'm telling you, it gets sticky when the beneficiary form is recovered at some point. And I'm sure there's one floating out there somewhere.
Ted is trustee, and I'm trying to take the money for life insurance out in Illinois.
Yeah, the
we
conflict.
We force him to stop that, and then that would end, and the money would be here tomorrow. They drop their.
Well, no, it's going to probably, just so you know on that issue, what I've heard, it's going to have to go back to the insurance company.
Oh, this is bad. Okay.
Then they're obligated to first file a fraud complaint for the fraudulent claim that landed the money in the federal case. So the money should flow back. I think if Blakey makes the right move, it'll be I'm ordering it back to the carrier, who now has the job of taking the claim Spallina made,
right,
denying it, which they did already, investigating it for fraud because the transfer over to the federal court failed, the lawsuit failed. So now they should interplead, I guess is the word.
No, then you get the PR.
It's going to get fun.
It for the estate. Yeah.
It's going to get fun. It goes down the whole trail of
It's just we don't want, I hate to see the money, instead of ending up in the estate, end up with the insurance company.
Well, the insurance company then has to determine who the beneficiary is.
Larry.
By putting a policy down.
It's still over, right? Jefferson.
The insurance company then becomes required to disclose who the beneficiary is. And right now, the actual beneficiary is an entity.
Yeah.
LaSalle National Trust.
Oh, that one, okay.
Not the missing trust. That's a contingent beneficiary. So the insurance company would be forced to pay LaSalle, where I believe there's still a VEBA of my family's, the information I showed you the other day.
I'm getting getting mixed up who we've written the letters.
Okay.
To. I'm losing.
Well, just so you know how it might go, the insurance company then would have to determine the succession of beneficiaries. They've already denied this 1995 trust when Spolina tried to pull this heist off. They're going to have to produce a policy.
Right.
Now, they reinsured a lot of it, so the reinsurer obviously didn't reinsure Vapor, so he had to have the contract with the beneficiaries and all modification amendments, addendums, blah, 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 stapled to his copies, as all policies are. Right. Then you'll find out who the real beneficiary might have been. My dad's girlfriend. You can remember, all panicking. Well, I like her. Be good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got a 90-10 split with her if I recover it from her.
Not better than your kids or yourself.
I got a 90% split with her if I recover.
Oh, you're smart. I've heard about her. I've never, haven't, I guess we'll run
She was
her
lovely.
At some point.
She was darling.
I tried to do as much as the background on the getting directly to the commission departments of those insurance companies. Did you see that? To request histories from the insurance companies besides commissions.
Oh, I might have. This is one.
He gets commissions in.
Oh, yeah, that's,
hell, where had a stack of them with we've never seen. Where this
Oh, no, we definitely are interested in that. Right. Now I know. I'm sorry. I was thinking, I was off on the Illinois policy.
Right.
For me.
No. Yeah, I did. But I did as much time-consuming legwork just to get that direct number to the commission department.
No.
Because you don't even have to subpoena that. You can just still send it.
Oh, yeah, I have the right to get it as the PR.
You got a lot of rights as PR.
I'm headed down to my next hearing. So.
Oh, we're taking the stairs down.
Oh.
Good luck
Bye,
to
folks.
You.
Thank you again.
See you later.
God bless.
Here we go.
Just warning them, this is a dangerous game to move that IRA money right here. I hate to see a judge. Even the judge needs to be made aware of that.
That was all a game.
Listen.
I asked for the trust money here, making them for earlier, so you have to ask for it now. So, right.
But where's the accounting? We know what Rose is saying. Where's
what happens to the IRA? We're supposed to insure them. But he could have